Hello, I'm a real human being, and I have a cell phone in my pocket with 1 terabyte of storage, with a 6-core CPU, with the ability, that was designed to do its best to emulate photography equipment that numbers in the 6 figures. My cellular phone, which I use mostly for texting, calling my mom, and getting directions, but I don't travel all that much because I'm a working person. And actually, notably, the other thing I do is when I'm not supposed to at work, I browse the web in Safari. And this device in my pocket, the iPhone 13 Pro, is the most professional phone ever. Well, it's certainly Apple's most professional cellular phone ever. This is, I feel like it's an old record now because I was going to write a review of my iPhone 12 Pro Max. And that review will be entitled The Excess and the Ecstasy, something like that, of the iPhone 12 Pro Max. And I guess I've said it over and over again enough that I might be getting better at it. But folks, I know that the Pro is distinctly for power users, yes, but even the iPhone 13, we're just going in ridiculous directions, folks. Okay, here's a fact. This 12 Pro Max is distinctly a poorer image capturing device in the way that I need a phone to be than my iPhone 8 Plus, as in the ability to fairly quickly, in not ideal conditions, capture the best possible image that I want. In fact, I cannot get it to come even close. I literally, like, my iPhone 8 Plus, I remember being really fun. Some of my favorite photograph that I took with my 8 Plus, I literally took out of the sunroof while driving, out of the sunroof on an interstate going 80 miles an hour, diagonally with one hand. But like, folks, I guess I just, okay, I will say it, even though I've said it before in other voice notes, I would just make a video, but this is the only thing that I can automatically truncate silence away from. Imagine if we stopped at the 8 Plus. I think it has a 12 megapixel camera. There's no optical zoom, or maybe I think that was the first one with optical zoom, but it's not really. And there's active image stabilization on the video. Anyway, you can look up those specs. But like, if our expectations of phone cameras stopped there in terms of sheer size. Because folks, Apple is not, well, other smartphone companies, like, these are not the first cameras in the world. In fact, they're just incredibly compromised designs. Billions and billions of dollars go into researching how to make this configuration, like how to make the best possible image come out of the worst possible constraints for a image capture device. Small, has to be durable, et cetera, et cetera. And you know what the truth is? The way they do it is that is heavy, heavy automated manipulation of the images. You know this. But what if we'd stopped at the 8 Plus, or even, you know what, my iPhone 4 would stop there and turned all the money that's been spent on making the cameras in these phones, reach for these ridiculous and fundamentally unreachable standards. What if we just invested all that money in, I don't know, the thing that comes to mind is even more investment in battery tech, even though, you know. Imagine if, well, I was gonna say, and I said this some voice note before, I would trade especially the rear camera system entirely on my 12 Pro Max for the battery life that you could fit in the phone. And I'm sure that it, like, you know, I don't know. I know that the numbers, it's hard to, you know, figure out the equivalent. Like, what is the iPhone 12 Pro Max's rear camera equivalent of more battery life? Especially now that hardware design is miniaturized beyond all comprehension. I have to check. I don't think they made the iPhone 13 any thinner. I don't think they mentioned that. Thank God. Oh my God, I have to celebrate that. But folks, I have some insight for you. If you want to capture cinematic video, go get a camera. The cameras are good. There are so many different kinds of cameras. You can get a DSLR. You get like what I used to have, which is like a DSLR sensor in a hard shell body. This is designed for, like, it's designed to be waterproof. It's what I shot Honk on. Oh my god, like, if you really want to capture that, you know what? Like, you're gonna have to have specific priorities. Bubby. I'm really dwelling on the photography thing, but it's because they do. And I just don't... Okay, one more thing about the iPhone 13 event. I don't have any details, but I guess this is just really the iPhone 13. And now I've... Oh, go look at the iPhone Photography Awards. You don't even have to explore the details. It's literally on the main page. Note which specific models of iPhones are represented and how often they're represented. I think I counted... There are two of what was then... The top, my phone, the 12 Pro Max, there's a, I think there was a 5C on there, but nah, that's probably just stuck in my head. Definitely was a 6. Yeah, I don't know. I just, literally the solution for me, and I know I'm griping because it doesn't make any sense, and because, well, I now have pretty much set an appointment to explain the new phones to my siblings. How do I explain to my sister whether or not she should buy an iPhone 13? Like, this thing... is set up to capture video that will never make sense in your video capturing life when you just want to capture, you know, quickly snap a video of your dogs or whatever. It has more cores than the sum of all of your computers and 15 billion transistors. But the speed limit isn't displayed in Apple Maps without being on a specific route.